Madam Chair.
And I know we've got a few other folks. It looks like we can move to number 10, prairie elk hunting season. We'll hear from Andrew Norton virtually on that as well. So, Andrew, if you are ready to go, it looks like we can see you. You can begin.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Great. Well, good afternoon, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. I'm Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator here in Rapid City. I apologize for not being able to make it there. I woke up with intentions to drive over, but the interstate was closed and then had a change of diaper that required a shower and a bath for the baby. So it's been an eventful morning, but I think I'll try to do my best to go through a lot of these proposals, recommendations as quickly as possible. There is a lot today. The first of which will be prairie elk hunting season. So it probably is going to be helpful to provide a little background on why this recommendation is coming today here in January and technically an off year for elk recommendations. As you know, with many big game species, we have two-year recommendations, and elk was recommended and proposals, finalizations done last year in 2024. So technically we wouldn't address elk seasons until 2026. However, as you heard at last month's meeting, there was public testimony from a few individuals from Reliance and Chamberlain talking about some issues they were experiencing with elk depredation on the prairie. I believe it was in Lyman County. But we've also received a lot of these reports from other counties, West River, of elk depredation in areas we don't currently have a hunting unit. Coincidentally, this recommendation you'll see, at least with the prairie hunting unit, aligns almost exactly with what staff had recommended previously, but we didn't take any action on it. So we've had extensive meetings over the last year discussing this, but importantly, today would just be kind of the crawl stage of this recommendation. Because we have all elk season recommendations next year, in addition, we're spending the next 12 months revising the elk action plan. So that'll be an opportunity for stakeholder meetings, a lot of public engagement and interaction with commissioners, and we hope to refine some of these recommendations and management strategies on the prairie. So again, this is just kind of a first step here on the prairie, but we do fully intend to evaluate this over the course of the year. So moving into what this particular recommendation would be for just the prairie elk hunting season, again, nothing to do with the Black Hills. This proposal, if the commission agrees, would move forward here in January and then would be finalized in April with an opportunity to discuss comments and any changes in March. So this would just be a one-year recommendation. The duration would be just for the 2025 hunting season. Going into the season dates of prairie elk hunting, you can see there's a lot of different units in the prairie and a lot of different season dates. So one of the goals we do have is to minimize some of that complexity, and you'll see that in one of the recommendations today. The history behind prairie elk is a lot of them, as they grew in the Black Hills, would disperse out of the Black Hills onto the prairie, and we kind of took a piecemeal approach of creating units in and around the Black Hills and then up there in Harding County, Bennett County. And in 2019, we kind of had a little bit more foresight to determine that it would be easier to create a big, large management unit called Prairie WRA. You can see at the bottom there. And the intent of this unit was, it's largely privately owned. There you can see in figure one is Prairie WRA. It's a lot of counties, West River, that aren't currently in a prairie elk management unit or the Black Hills. And the intent was, there's a lot of private land there, different from like the Black Hills and potentially even Harding County. And maybe even more importantly, there's a lot of high-value commodities such as corn, soybeans, alfalfa, and elk. When they get into those crops, can cause a lot of financial damage. And that's why I think we probably hear a little bit more depredation concerns on the prairie. So the intent was to provide expanded opportunity. And that probably the most important take home from today is that we really want to distance our management philosophy in this Prairie WRA unit. We probably should change that to be a completely different color than all the other units, in that this is going to be an area where we want to manage for the potential to have very low elk numbers. Now, we don't control that because landowners obviously can control access, but our recommendation would not to be, as a department, be the limiting factor in a landowner's ability to manage elk on their own property in the prairie for these issues that I've detailed and we heard from the testimony last month. Just real quickly, license numbers, there was 126 any elk and 210 antlerless elk last year. Those license number changes would be recommended in March, and then administrative action would be taken in April. If you actually go back one page, you can see the table. In table two, there are those license numbers. And really the only focus that I would expect would be a major change would be in WRA. There would be certainly an increase in antlerless hunting opportunity with this recommended change in the unit, the expansion, and also this kind of change in a philosophy from providing ample opportunity for landowners to manage elk on their own property. And with that, again, very different goals from, say, Harding County on the prairie, or even some of the other units we have in and around the Black Hills. So I won't read through the requirements and restrictions, but I'll just jump to the department recommendation, which is, I think, on the previous page here. There's three of them. The first one, as you saw in those figures one and two, is to expand this Prairie WRA, which stands for West River Area, to include all counties west of the Missouri River not currently in a Prairie Elk or Black Hills Elk Hunting Unit, which also would exclude Custer State Park. The second and third recommendation are just kind of auxiliary to the changes to the prairie. Some landowners in Fall River County, Prairie 27A, voiced a desire to expand season dates there. That was initially in the crawl stage, and we're maybe getting to a walk stage in the Fall River County, and that they would like to add hunting opportunity in November, as well as September. So previously it was just October and December in Fall River County, but that would change, recommended change would be September all the way through the end of the year. And then finally, the third recommendation, as you might remember, last year, landowner-owned land, resident antlerless-only licenses were made available on the prairie. Fall River County was excluded from one of those open areas, but the landowners there voiced a desire to have those landowner-owned land antlerless elk licenses for residents only available in Fall River County. Kind of already ran through the supportive information. Might just quickly jump to the draft administrative rule changes on the third page of agenda item number 10. Much easier to step through what the actual rule changes are than what I just described. Just that first one, 4106-5901, slight change to those season dates, adding those 2 months. And then the unit change in 4106-5902 is basically striking the counties West River that were excluded from WRA, and then also specifying that that does not include Custer State Park or Black Hills. And then finally, the last one, 4106-010703, that's where we simply add Prairie 27A to the list of units available. I think that should be underlined on my sheet. At least PRE 27A is underlined, and if that's not showing up in the commission book, I apologize, but that would be the addition to that rule. Not much for resident, non-resident criteria. Essentially no non-resident opportunity available, except for if a non-resident draws a raffle license for elk. We don't think this will have a big impact on recruitment retention, but would provide some additional opportunity potentially in these new areas. No fiscal impact. And with that, this would require action if the commission agrees with our recommendation to make this a proposal, and can certainly take any questions.
Very good. Thank you, Andrew. Any questions on the proposal before us or comments? Andrew, I just, last month we did hear from a handful of individuals from the Bennett County area who asked for some help and some assistance, and it looks like we've stepped up and we've put together a plan to help them. So kudos to everybody that so quickly came forward to put this together. Job well done. With that from the commission, we do need to move it forward. We need a motion and a second. Motion moved by Teal, seconded by Bees. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? We do have one question, yes, Commissioner Bees.
I see on your maps where we used to exclude Ogallala, Lakota County, and Todd County, and the reservations to the north, but on your new map for 25, they're added in. Is there an agreement for state tags to be used in those areas now?
Through the chair?
Yes.
What I would do there is if either Secretary Roebling, Regional Supervisor Mark Ohm, or Mike Lazowski, I know they've had a lot of discussions with the tribes that would be affected here, and they could probably speak much more intelligently on the discussions they've had and what agreements we would have if any one of those three, or even Director Kirschman.
Secretary?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Kevin Roebling here, Secretary of the Department. Yeah, the conversations are ongoing. Within every jurisdiction there, we have a different conversation happening, and those conversations are happening today. I mean, I would say we would allow some licenses to be valid on deeded private property, though, within those areas. That's the main take-home message, because they do allocate their own licenses within that reservation boundary. However, we do have deeded private property within as well, that those landowners still want the abilities to harvest elk. Very similar to the conversation we had last month in Lyman County. Those folks do live within the reservation boundary, but their property is deeded private property. So they need the abilities to get a state license to harvest elk on their property. So those are the conversations we're having right now. We'll continue those conversations. I know Mark is setting up a few meetings, Mark Ohm, and we'll make sure those meetings happen.
Very good. And with that, we are going to thank you for that, Andrew.